Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
In this episode of Claim Your Excellent Life, we're going to speak about something that's a little bit touchy. We are going to speak about overcoming a divorce. Because there's this idea, this notion out there that, well, if you're overeating, if you're feeling stressed out, you're not working out the way you need to, that those may be the presenting problems. In other words, those are the things that you understand to be the problems because you're not doing those things that you would normally do. However, what one needs to understand is that it's really hard to do those things when you're grieving a loss, when you're feeling emotionally spent, when you really wanted it to work out, but it didn't, for whatever reason. And the reason that this came up tonight, actually, was because I just received a call from a gentleman I've known for quite some time now, who wanted to have some work done on losing some weight, 20 to 30 pounds. And during the consultation call, what the real problem was the fact that he's stressed out. He has a lot of things he needs to do for his job. He's under a lot of pressure to pass tests endlessly. And quite frankly, he's just overwhelmed with all the emotional stuff that he's dealing with the breakup of his 10-year marriage. And that is making it really hard to feel energized to do anything else. So what do we need to do in this situation in order to move on? Well, the very first thing we need to do is to get to the cause of the problem. And the cause of the problem, as I said previously, is the relationship issues. Because whenever one breaks up a relationship, there's a lot of stress involved. Even the amicable ones can be stress involved because of all the underlying feelings that come up when we go through these things. Now, a lot of people wrongfully believe that it's always the other person's fault. And I'm here to tell you, after having been through a divorce myself, that it takes two to make a marriage work. It takes two to really make it fail. And the reason that I say that is because even if you feel that you've been really innocent and that you did everything you could, there's two sides to every equation. And I know even in my own relationship, even though I thought that I did those things that a loving, caring spouse should be doing, there were other things that I did that my spouse really couldn't stand. And it created problems. Not to mention the fact that we both had our emotional issues that we were contending with at different times, which made things pretty difficult, actually. So I want you to think about the fact that there was a time when you fell in love with this person, that you gave them your heart and yourself, and there must have been a pretty good reason for you to make that decision. And then I want you to reconcile yourself with this. It's okay to grow apart. Because sometimes we grow at different paces, and that can create some dissension. Because people do change. And if one partner is changing quicker than the other partner, especially if you met when you were very young and didn't really know who you were to begin with before you got involved with this partner of yours, that can create issues in the relationship because your partner is looking to have the person that they knew before, and you're now a different kind of person. Maybe you weren't as fragile as maybe you were when you met. Maybe you've matured a whole lot over the period of time. Maybe certain things that you used to appreciate that your spouse or partner did, you no longer do because it's not what you need or want any longer. And that can get kind of confusing for the spouse, actually. Or maybe there's behaviors that your spouse did for years and years and you just put up with it because you love them. And at some point you decided, you know what? I don't want to put up with this crap anymore. And so you got angrier and you're ready to leave the relationship. And again, that's okay. What is not okay and what is not healthy is to hold on to the anger, the sadness, and the grief over the loss of the relationship. And the only way that I know to truly heal any relationship, and most especially the demise of a marriage or long-term partnership, is forgiveness. And the first person you need to forgive is your partner. For whatever you think your partner did that was not helpful to you, understanding that they are who they are and they're going to do the things that they're going to do. And you bought into most of it when you made the decision to be with that person. And then the second person that you need to forgive is yourself and anything that you think you may have done to have created some problems in the relationship. Now, that being said, I don't know too many people who are able to actually do this on their own, so I would suggest that you get an objective counselor-type person or hypnotist to help you to do the forgiveness work. And if the person that you employ to help you with this is unable to understand it from this perspective, I suggest you find somebody else. Because truly, I don't care how bad it was, whatever it was that you went through, with your spouse, you still need to do the forgiveness work so that you can let it go. So that you can forgive and so you can get what you truly want in this life, which is a healthy relationship in the end. As always, I'd like to thank you for spending your time with me. Until next time. If you have enjoyed Claim Your Excellent Life, we'd really appreciate it if you go over to iTunes and give it a 5-star review. If you have found Claim Your Excellent Life to be helpful to you, and maybe even life-altering with the information that we have shared here, and to allow us to continue this work, which we really do enjoy doing for you, you can sponsor us at patreon.com. That's spelled P as in Paul, A-T-R-E-O-N as in Nancy.com. Again, that's P as in Paul, A-T as in Tom, R-E-O-N as in Nancy.com, where there's a few different levels of sponsorship that you can choose from to help us to continue doing this work. We thank you for any assistance that you are able to give us.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.